My name's Hazel Lyon, and my maiden name was Hazel Boyes, and I was born in Taylor's Buildings. It's off Church Street, 1931. My father's name was Percy Boyes. He lived in Church Street. He's one of six, and he worked at the stone quarry. And then he was, after the stone quarry, he had to go do war work at Yorkshire Copper Works. And then he came back to the brewery. My grandma lived in Church Street, my dad's mum and dad. Harriet and Fred. Come up from the post office, then there was a ginnel, and then you come up from there. And a few houses up there, there was quite a few houses, and it had a bay window, and that was Grandma Boyes's. It was the only one with a bay window. Yeah, asbestos was in the bay window, and you hadn't to touch it. Yeah, I can remember sitting in it, yeah.
When you went in the front door off Church Street, what did you go into?
We went straight into the living room. I think the staircase went off the living room, but then you could go through a little passageway, and you went to they had a sitting room, which you didn't go in. You weren't allowed in sitting rooms. I only remember I went in that sitting room when Grandad Boyes was poorly. When he died, I went to see him. And that went out onto the road, to the back of the parish hall there. We're in the front of the parish hall now, yeah.
Oh, I see, because I would have thought they would have the sitting room looking out onto Church Street, but it was the other way around,
they had
the
garden, you see. They had a garden. We didn't have gardens, but they had a garden.
So you went in would call the front door of Church Street,
straight into the kitchen. Well, yeah.
Mm. And what was in the kitchen?
There's a big metal iron fireplace, you know, the big fireplace. And I'll tell you what it had, which fascinated me. At the side of the fireplace, I once asked Grandma Boyes about, there was a tap, like a cylinder thing. This part of the fireplace held water, and that boiled the water. It had the oven, you know, and everything in it. The big old-fashioned fireplace, yeah. And the sink was in the corner, I can remember that, and the table in the middle, and they had an awful horsehair settee, yeah. I can remember that, but other than that, I can't, you know.
And they had this aspidestra plant in the window.
In the bay window. And we sat there on the edge of the bay window. It was just the back. It was quite a nice bay window, actually. Mm.
Mm. And what was the traffic like going past in
None
those
at all. Wasn't any. First ride I ever had in a car, I was a bridesmaid when I was 16 for someone. We had a bus. I can remember the bus that goes up there now. The 446, well, we used to call it the Royston bus. It went from Leeds to Royston once an hour. The only reason I can remember the bus, really, is because when I was about eight at Woodlesford School, Miss Hepworth closed the door on my fingers. She broke my first finger, and I had to go to the infirmary. That's all we had, the infirmary, then. And my mum, now this is how poor we were, and I'm not ashamed of it at all, it was £8 for my mum and £4 for me, on the bus to Leeds to the infirmary. And my mum had to go to Mr. Wright, who was the headmaster, and said she couldn't afford to take me. And they gave her the shilling to take me.
And do you remember going into the hospital?
I can remember going to the hospital. I can remember the door. This door is still there at the infirmary. You went round the back to the casualty department, and I went there. But I think they just strapped it together or something. But vaguely, I can remember the strapped it. They x-rayed it. But I had a sling, and I thought it was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Going back to your granny's house, then, what would you say about how well she looked after it?
Oh, perfect. You could live in it today. A lot of those houses they've knocked down, you could live in today, I think. You know, modernised, yeah? Oh, it was lovely. It was a lovely house. Yeah, I really liked it, yeah.
Mm. What was on the floor?
I can't remember. I can't remember what was on Grandma Boyes' floor, but Grandma Simpson lived on Alma Street, and she had flags on her floor. You know, like the flags, stone flags. Mm.
So let's go back to where you were born then. Tell me more about what you can remember about Taylor's Yard and Taylor's Building.
All I can remember about that, Howard, is that we lived in one down and two up, with no cellars or all like that. We went in the front. There were two houses. We went in, somebody called Trammer or something lived next door. I don't know. But you went straight into the living room, and there was the big fireplace. You know, old-fashioned fireplace, fire guard, copper in the corner and the sink and the cupboard. And then at the back here where the table was, where we ate, to the right of you was a door, and that took you upstairs. And when you went upstairs, you know, landings or anything like that, straight into one bedroom. And that bedroom had two beds, which my mum and dad slept in, one and my sister and me another, and a curtain down the middle. And then the top, it was a proper attic, but it was a proper window, a sash window, and my brother slept up there. And that was where my brother slept.
When you say copper, what do you mean?
We called it the copper, but it was built in like a stone. Where you boil the washing? My dad used to get up and put a fire under it on Monday mornings, you know, to boil the washing.
Mm. So it was like a great big
It was in the car. Yeah. It had a lid on, like, you know, and you lifted it off and you put your washing in. My dad used to get up earlier, before he went to his quarry on a Monday morning, and put the fire under there, because my mother used to do washing for people.
Do you know how much she used to charge?
Yes, she used to charge 2 shillings in them days. She used to do... The only one I can remember her doing, it was for somebody who lived in Midland Street, and a great big basket of washing, 2 shillings.
What about toilets?
Down the yard, ash toilets, horrible. It was just a little building, and we shared it with next door, but there were 2 men who lived next door, and it just was a wood seat with a hole in. And it was an ash toilet, and the dustbin men used to have to come and shovel that out. But my mother scrubbed that toilet seat week in. It was white, you know, it was so clean, yeah. It was horrible. They put ashes in, you see, to catch the poo and everything, I suppose. And dustbin men used to have to shovel it out.
So
what I can remember about it.
What did you use as toilet paper?
Newspaper. We used to cut it into squares and stick it on, hang it at the back of the door. Newspaper.
And was there any water in that toilet?
No, there was no water in it. No, there was no water in it. It was called an ash toilet. Why? There were ashes and they used to come and shovel it out, did the dustbin men, in them days.
That must have been a rough job.
It was horrible. Because I can remember there's some middings again, the old wreck, you know, in Church Street there. And we used to call, like, a game called kick-out can. You know, you had a can and somebody threw the cannon. And we used to get Eddie and my mother used to go mad. In these middings that we used to get Eddie in them, oh, they were horrible. My mother used to go, you've been in there again.
So the middings were where people put their ashes from the fire.
Rubbish, yeah. Well, you didn't have any rubbish like you have now. I mean, you had the ashes from the fire. The paper lit the fire, didn't it? If you had any paper, you used it toilet paper, or it lit the fire. You'd wood, you'd sticks and things like that, hadn't you, to light coal fire, yeah? And then the ashes from the coal fire went into the middens, as they call them.
And was the door painted?
I can't remember it being painted. There was a door on it. It didn't lock, I know that. Because my sister and me, we used to go together and one held the door and, yeah.
And when you say you shared it with
the man next
door.
Mm, right. It was for 2 of us.
So
yeah.
If there was somebody in there when you went out,
you couldn't go in, could you? Tough. I can't remember, because, you know, there was Church Street, weren't there? But I can't remember where their toilets were, them houses in Church Street, opposite Grandma Boys's and that.
But they must have had similar
setup. Similar setup, yeah.
So nobody that you knew when you were a little girl in the 1930s had an inside toilet?
No. When we came on to Greenlee, when I was 8, we spent 2/3 of our day flushing it. Yeah.
So that was a big...
Electric.
Was good for you when
we had electric. We got electric radio eventually. Yeah,
right, okay.
Yeah, electric.
Let's just stay in Taylor's Yard a little bit. Did you have a tap inside the house?
Yeah, we had water. Yeah, we'd run in water. We'd a stone sink in the corner, and just a cold water tap. We didn't have hot water. Cold water tap, and in the corner, I can remember we all had to get washed and everything in that corner. You boil kettles. We had a double gas ring. That's all we had.
So you had gas as well.
We had gas. Oh, we had gas lighting. Yeah, with gas lighting, yeah. With no electric, it was gas mantles, you know, and that, yeah. But we had a radio, but you had accumulators or something in them days. You know, you used to take it down to the wireless shop, you'd accumulate and get it charged up. I can remember getting electric, when we moved on to Greenlee, getting an electric radio. I thought it would be knees, yeah, a bush radio, yeah.
What did you eat when you were a little girl? What did you have for dinner?
Good, solid food. Stew and dumplings, meat and potato pies. I can't remember ever having chicken. I never had chicken at all. Christmas, you'd a rabbit. My mum could just make a meal. Baked all her own bread. Superb out of a coal oven. That's why bread doesn't taste the same now. We had bread and bread cakes. We used to go on for dinner, and it was usually stew and dumplings, meat and potato pie, stews, more stews than anything. Neck of lamb made a stew. Apart from that rabbit, I can't remember anything roasted, I don't think. Probably had joints now and again, but I can't remember. No.
What did you have for breakfast every day?
Just probably bread and jam. Bread and jam. My mother baked her own bread and made her own jam. I can't remember cereals or anything like that.
So how old were you when you went to school?
3. I can remember my mother taking me when we were 3, but it was a bit like... I I can't remember learning a right lot, and I hated it because in an afternoon they had beds on the floor and you had to go to sleep in an afternoon when I was three, yeah, and they were right awful beds, and Miss Toes, the teacher, and then there was Miss Riddlesworth and Miss Denton's before you went to Standard 1, which was when you were about seven, I think, six or seven, and then you went to Standard 1, Standard 1, Standard 2, Standard 3, yeah. Mm.
What else can you remember about going to school?
Well, I didn't like it, I know that.
How did they teach you?
Discipline, cane, you got a slap now and again, yeah, and they taught you, I can't remember much how they taught you, and didn't have any homework or anything like that, but blackboard, and your books, you know, and basics, I suppose, yeah.
And was there a lot of having to recite things?
Times tables and all those things, you know.
And do you remember having to read books? Can you remember books that you read?
Yeah, I can't remember books. I can remember reading David Copperfield was my favourite book. Jane Austen books, I think we had Jane Austen books in them, but I can remember David Copperfield very, very clearly, but I wouldn't own it, but probably somebody, you know, school owned it probably, I don't know.
Did you take it home to read?
I can't remember taking anything home to read, no, never, no.
No, so you did all of that?
We did poetry, a lot of poetry. And we had to stand up and recite poetry when we learnt it, you know. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high in vales and hills, and all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils. Wordsworth.